the news on your front today?
Well, I think that maybe the your press conference helped ease things, the tension a bit on this Panama business. I think we may find a way to get some progress there. Cyprus, we expecting word from the Turks about
where... Now, on Panama, what are we going to do? Is Tom Mann getting Mexico to say that we are anxious to talk anytime, anywhere about anything, period?
That is the present ploy. That is the present move, so that the two governments would not have to say anything, that the OAS would simply recommend that they establish relations and get to the conference table. But you'll have a chance to see any text before any agreement is given on it. Have you had any reaction to your press conference from the Hill today or yesterday?
No, except Scott says Vietnam, a war which we can neither win, lose, nor drop, is evidence of an instability of ideas, a floating series of judgments, a policy of nervous conciliation, which is extremely disturbing. Javits calls on you to issue a white paper documenting the necessity of the U.S. stay in South Vietnam. Senator Case says we can hardly do worse than we have been doing lately. Irwin Kenahan of the Christian Science Monitor said the President's conference was placid and calm and non-informative. Answers did not suggest he is preparing America, however, for the worst, and warned that public opinion is not prepared for a big Vietnam commitment, such as 1962 Cuban showdown of Korea. Alexander Kendrick, feeling the answer cannot be delayed much longer, warned that psychologically we're approaching the Yalu River again. Now, what I'd like to see is every lodge is a long ways from here, and he's thinking of New Hampshire, and he's thinking of his defeats in the Republican Party, and he's feeling sorry for himself, and he's naturally a martyr.
Right.
And he's expecting people to get his goat, and every time he sends us cable, I'd like to get one right back to him,
right,
complimenting him and agreeing with him if it's in the national interest, if it's at all possible. I read one yesterday. I told Mike I want to see the rest of those cables.
Right.
But in this cable, he says that he's told him to clear out an area and let's have a victory. And I want to tell him right back, three cheers.
Right.
I think your suggestion is a good one. And I think that we got to build that record. He says he wants a raise for the Army out there. If we can possibly get it, I think we ought to give it to him.
Fine.
They're going to say the morale's no damn good and the soldiers won't fight, and then Lodge is going to come up here before some committee and say, well, I sent Rusk a wire here and told him, please do this. And he said, well, wait till next month.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, the thing caved in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got to watch what that fellow says, just be Johnny on the spot and have a runner the moment his cable hits come right to you, and before it goes back, you write out a longhand one and check it, and let's get right back to him so that
right.
He knows he's Mr. God and we're giving him maximum attention.
Right.
Now, on Panama, I think if the Mexican thing doesn't work today, we ought to come in some other place and somebody ought to say tomorrow we want to talk anytime, anywhere about anything. We're ready.
Right.
Let's press them. Let's shove them a little bit.
Right.
If we need to, maybe we ought to call Chari again. Maybe we ought to get in direct communication with him,
mm-hmm.
And say, why don't we resume diplomatic relations and sit down? We've got a number of plans for improving this thing if you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not have an agreement for a year or two, but there's no reason why we ought to stand off and bark. It's not helping your economy, and it's not helping ours.
Right.
I'd let them be squeezed a little more down there.
All
I
right.
think it before they go communist, that they'll go American. That's my judgment.
Right. Well,
if you squeeze their nuts just a little bit, I think we've been too generous, the New York Times and Washington Post with them. And now we've showed we're a little reluctant. I think it maybe they're more willing to come along if we shove it up to them. Now, what's happening in Cyprus?
Security Council meets again on the resolution. We still haven't heard finally from Turkey as to whether they will go along with the resolution. The betting here is that they will, that Inonu will. And that would mean then that everybody's on board. We haven't had the...
Have we done everything we could to see that Inouye did?
Yes, we got a personal message out to him yesterday, which for a talk with Erkin and then with the Prime Minister. And we think the chances are reasonable that he...
Why don't you send him a message from me? He and I are big buddies, and why don't we just tell him we just think that this is absolutely essential in the interest of world peace, and we just know it is. Please please exercise the great statesmanship which he's capable of, something like that. I spent a good deal of time with him, and he and I have a, we're simpatico. We like each other. He and I made 17 speeches together in Turkey, appearing on the same platform. And if you can do something like that, I'd like to be in that play just a little bit to shove him, because I'm real, I think that's a very dangerous situation.
Right, well, let me just...
Who put this line in my speech about this is a dangerous game that everybody's quarreling about? Is anything wrong in that as far as you're concerned?
There's nothing wrong as far as I'm concerned, because it's an obvious fact. I don't... actually, the line itself, I believe, came from Sorensen's redraft, but we all saw it. I saw it, looked at it hard. It didn't bother me at all.
All right. Now, how soon are you going to be able to get Bill Bundy in there?
His papers go up today. He'll be here as soon as he gets back from the Saigon trip.
Could you take time out, 30 minutes a day, to dictate me a two-page, 600 words of alternatives in Vietnam that we could send our soldiers in and get involved and tie it down with the Chinese like we did in Korea? We could back out and let the dominoes fall, or we could do what we're doing and hold on as long as we can. If we fail, then we can make a decision at that time, but that will justify our policy and will show me what our policy is.
Right, sure will.
Now, what about Africa? Have we got any problems there?
Well, we still have the Ghanaian business, but things are looking
well. Well, Dodd says this morning he's going to investigate you on that. Why don't you get somebody to go up there, Averell Harriman, and tell him that I sent him up there, and quit talking about investigating a Democratic senator. He's, I'll call him and tell him that. Give me that Chicago Tribune page here. Did you take it out a while ago? Well, here, isn't another one over here? Handed page 7 there. He's investigating you, and before we get a big committee running up there on Ghana, why don't we send somebody in there right quick and talk to him, and let me call him and tell him...
Right.
Dodd demands inquiry on U.S. Ghana policy. It's by Michael Packerman in the Tribune this morning, page 7.
Right.
Dodd accused the State Department of gross misrepresentation about the African nation of Ghana and demanded a Senate investigation to expose those responsible. He called Ghana the first Soviet satellite in Africa. He said that Nkrumah continues to convert his country into a total dictatorship. In spite of this, Dodd is charged... In an introduction to previous secret testimony before the committee, released today, the State Department bureaucrats continue to defend Nkrumah.
Mm-hmm.
No other modern communist leader has patterned his apparatus more slavishly after the model established by Lenin. The subcommittee report contained testimony given last August and January by two Ghanaians studying in the United States, and so forth. Now, Dodd is a little bit a problem, but I think it's better to talk to him than it is to have a committee going on it.
Mm-hmm. Right, so
I don't know if Paramount's not the one. Tell him not to be defending him. Tell him we got a hell of a lot of problems, but we think this is the best way to deal with him.
Right. All right, so I'll get on that. I'll get to George Ball about this possibility of a message from you to, you know, reinforce.
I just think I'd like to do that, and I don't want to just write it from the hip, so if you get a good strong one here and send it over to Mac, we'll get it right out to him, and maybe we can hope for something good in that field. Now, anything in Cuba?
Nothing more than the OAS action, which we, as you know, we're moving on. Our big problem there is how far to go in relation to the number of votes we'll get. But we've got a good, strong resolution, and we think that the Venezuelans float that. We can do working capitals and come up with a pretty good result on that.
Why shouldn't we have somebody try to study and see what's happening in the shipping and what's happening in our policy toward Cuba that might show that we're having little results?
All right.
Why don't you get some task force on that, so when they ask us what our policy is, we can say, here's our policy, and here are the results, at least privately, to senators who are demanding more.
All right. Well, we've got a lot of stuff on that that I should
get
right
some
in.
Short sentences showing what's happening. I've talked to the Germans told me they wouldn't ship them any more spare parts. The Italians told me, the Canadians told me that everybody has been sympathetic to either do it openly, or even the English told me they were going back and talk privately to their people to cut down on this. Now, we can say that privately to these folks that are raising hell about it. But we ought to show that he's having a little trouble eaten, or that it's costing Russia a little more, or that he's getting a little weaker, or there's a little more unrest. If we can pick out some things like that out of the reports, at least gives us something to say that we are making a little progress.
Right.
Get somebody to work me up a statement on that.
All right, fine. We will.
Okay.
Thank you.